If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
At the Goodman Theater, the name of the show is called The Color Purple. This is the musical, The Color Purple. And boy, oh boy, she just stops the show. I'm talking about an actress named Brittany Mack. You may not have heard her name, but now you have. And if you see the show, you will know. I guarantee you will know why I am being maybe overly effusive. But not if you've seen the show, you'll understand, because she stops the show. Here she is, Brittany Mack. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, so I want to begin here. I want to know everything about you. You're a Chicago native. Tell me about your beginnings in theater here.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I am a Chicago native, born and raised here in Chicago. I started at the Drama Group, a community theater in the south suburbs of Chicago. And my first musical there was Oliver, believe it or not. And I had a blast. I've always been exposed to musical theater. I started with my love of movie musicals. Thank you, Mom, for that. She sat me down in my Big Bird chair one night and said, sit here and don't move. And I didn't. And it was very late for young Brittany. But I stayed up and I was already wrapped up in this beginning of this musical show movie thing I was watching with all these colorful screens coming up. And of course, if you know, you know that it was West Side Story. And I'm so grateful for WTTW, Channel 11, for exposing me to movie musicals. And my mom, after that, I was introduced to Yentl. That's how I was introduced to Barbra Streisand. And then from there, it kind of went on and on and on. Shirley Temple, The Little Rascals, all of the great good things of Hollywood I was introduced to very early. And then auditioned for the Drama Group one day, and I got Oliver, and I was very excited. After that, I kind of have always sung, but I like veered off into sports for a little while. I've always kind of been athletic. Then I came time for high school and getting serious about my career, if this is what I wanted to do. And my mom's like, okay, well, you can't cheerlead if you're gonna, you know, sing. So what are you gonna do? And I chose theater. I auditioned for the Chicago Academy for the Arts, 1010 West Chicago Avenue, and I got in.
Well,
and the rest is history.
And you've played all sorts of different roles, often as an ensemble player, and your ensemble history runs deep in Chicago. When you heard about the role Seeley, which is the role you play in The Color Purple, how did you get that role? Did you know instantly this role is for me? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, I've played a handful of ensemble roles, a lot of leads, actually,
yeah.
In what you would call a lot of review musicals. So Ain't Misbehavin', and I played Charlene's character several times, and your different shows like All Night Strut and different things like that, All Shook Up, where I play Lorraine. And I also made my like Chicago professional theater debut at Chicago Shakespeare Theater as the original Anne of Cleves in Six the Musical. So that is how, if anyone knows me in Chicago, that is where they will know me from. And then we took the show to Broadway. So I am the queen of the castle. And from there, believe it or not, while I was in the audition season in Chicago, where I auditioned for Six the Musical, I also auditioned for The Color Purple at Drury Lane. And that is where I met Lillian. And I was unable to do The Color Purple because it conflicted with some things, but I did get offered Olivia and to understudy Seeley because the role was already cast. And, you know, I was like, I'm not going to be able to do it, so I had to gracefully turn it down. But I remembered my notes from that audition. So fast forward to being on Broadway, where the role came up again at the Muni, which we love so much, and where Lillianne was directing. I got an offer to do it there. And because of my role in Six the Musical and Tony season, I wasn't able to do it there. Fast forward to here we are. I am in Milwaukee doing Nina Simone's Four Women, directed by Malkia Stampley, who is also a producer at the Goodman Theater. And I saw that Lillianne was the director. I was like, you know what, Lillianne, is this our chance? And she's like, I was just about to call you. What are we thinking? And now here I am, enjoying the role of a lifetime and loving coming to work and collaborating and creating magic with this incredible cast.
Incredible cast is right, but also role of a lifetime. So last year, I was honored, really, to see Nicole Scherzinger on Broadway, which she won a Tony Award for her performance in Sunset Boulevard. And I think four times, maybe five times, throughout that, the people would just stand up and applaud. She literally stopped the show about five times. You are the best performance I have seen since. Again, literally stopping the show. Did you know when you took this role that this would be magic between you, the audience, and the character you're playing?
You know, no. I knew that there would be a responsibility to tell the truth. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do my best to pay homage to this story. And women who I know have overcome similar circumstances, and where I am not personally connected to the sort of experiences that Celie, this character, has gone through. I do know women who have overcome them, and I wanted to respect the truth in this story. And I wanted to be a mirror to show, like, look, we are telling your story on stage, that there is representation here for you. And that is what I think is so magical about live theater. And you can come see it again and again and again, and something else is going to touch you and something else is going to be revealed to you. And so, I felt the weight of what it meant to tell Celie's story, but I did not know, I did not truly know the impact that it would have, but I'm just so grateful to be in the position that I'm in to tell such an amazing story.
Well, it's the authenticity that you bring to the role. I agree with that, Brittany, but it's also your voice, and it's as if these songs were somehow written for you, which of course they were not, but it was the right pairing, perhaps at the right time. And the way in which you sing those songs, again, authenticity, I think that's a good word, that you bring to the lyrics of the music, I think that connects with the audience. Do you get that feeling, that feedback back from the audience?
I do. The audiences are so tuned in. And as you know, there are some pretty heavy scenes in the show. And to be honest with you, the way in which I approach the scenes, they're dictated by the audience. The way, like, you can almost feel how much how like locked in people are. And so that will help me kind of navigate how Celie moves. And the same with the rest of the characters in the show. And I believe something that is so magical and something I teach my students is that storytelling, the lyrics are on the page for a reason, right? And the music is there to elevate the lyrics. But we cannot forget the lyrics and what we're saying and why we're saying them. And I wanted to lean, because the music is so beautiful and it's so wonderfully written. And I wanted to lean as much into these lyrics as I possibly could so that people really understand what it looks like to be in Seeley's world.
Well, you do. It is you bringing all of us into Seeley's world at the Goodman Theater. We'll be right back. We come right back with Brittany Mack. A Star Is Born. That's how I felt after seeing you. And I know you've been around theater. I don't mean to diminish anything you've done. You've done a lot. But this was a performance of a lifetime, Brittany. I was among those fortunate enough to see The Color Purple at the Goodman Theater. And as I'm walking out, as the show ends, one of your people in your publicity department, Brittany Mack, comes up to me and says, "Did you enjoy the show?" And I looked at her and I couldn't even get a word out of my mouth. Tears were, I was crying and I was a mess. And she must have, this first time I met her too, I think she's fairly new, and she must have thought, I don't know what she thought. Certainly you touch a lot of people in this show. And I'm going on and on about it. And I kind of apologize for that, Brittany. I don't mean to embarrass you, and you teach others how to perform. It's called, I think, the How to Slay Actor Workshop. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do.
What is that?
The How to Slay Workshop is a musical. It's an approach to acting through the idea of slaying your biggest fears when it comes to performing. So there are two ways to think about slaying, right? To conquer, right? When you think about slaying a dragon. Once we conquer these things, then we have control over them, and then we're able to use them to empower us. So taking something like fear and realizing that it is untamed adrenaline, and now using that same adrenaline now, which before was fear, and using that to fuel your performance. Different things like that. So we have a really, really good time. I've gotten a chance to go all over the country and all over the world even and take my workshop and really empower the youth and emerging artists as they come into our industry and help prepare them and kind of teach them some things that has worked for me and so many others that I know in the industry.
What would you say the secret to good acting in a musical theater type setting, but it's not, The Color Purple certainly has its fun moments, but it's not like Oklahoma, you know, I mean, it's not that kind of musical. So not at all. So in this type of musical, what would be your best advice that you could give a fellow actor?
To listen.
Doesn't that include, but wouldn't that be true for anything you act in?
Exactly. Because what we're doing is really just a heightened version of real life, right? It's like, so listening, though, especially in The Color Purple for Seeley, you've seen it. You see that Seeley doesn't say much, not really, but she's ever present. And because of her presence in these different scenes, she allows her environment and the people in that environment to inform what she thinks about them, right? And so, you know, my mom always says, you know, if you do more listening than talking, you'll learn everything you need to know.
Sounds like a mom thing to say.
You know, it's a very mom thing to say. And I have taken that and applied it to my work so that it's, and then there's a level of engaged listening where on stage you're allowing the audience to see your opinion of what you're hearing. So that's kind of the next level of what I'm doing. But I think with a show like this, listening is so important. So when you're listening to Sophia sing her number and what she's talking about and how she, you learn so much about who she is as a person, as a character. And so now Celie and Sophia's relationship can go to the next level because we have now come to an understanding of who she is through this song.
Do you perform any where it's you in concert, actually just standing on the stage, just you and maybe, you know, an orchestra or a band performing at a venue? Have you done that?
I have. I did a sold out show at the Den last year.
Oh, I know that venue. Yeah.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was called Putting on the Brit.
Okay.
I thought you would like that.
I do.
It's very cool. It's a very cool show. You get to my favorite genres of music are all jazz and big band swing. And so we get a little bit of that in the show. I have a nice tribute to Sarah Vaughan, a little musical theater a la Barbara Streisand. You get some Frankie Lyman. We have a beautiful tribute to Tina Turner. It's a really, really, really good time. So that is a solo show that I spent a lot of time last year touring. That was a lot of fun. I was actually just thinking about, like, maybe I'll do another one after Color Purple.
If you do, I would be honored to introduce you on stage or at least talk about it so we could sell some tickets for you here on WGN. I mean, I want to hear you do Frankie Lyman. Is that what you're doing? Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll hear Why Fools Fall in Love. Right now, you can see Brittany Mack. I'm telling you, you'll get some steps in, because does it count as steps if you're sitting but standing and then sitting and standing and standing again and standing again?
Absolutely. I think steps and cardio, right?
Right. So you'll get some cardio watching The Color Purple at the Goodman Theater. Brittany Mack, you are, I'll say it one more time and only one more time, but I wouldn't be giving you all this time if I didn't feel that way and want others to experience it as well. It is an amazing, amazing performance. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you.